Hello. Let's go to space. Alright, with this car trying to get in the left lane, we got the car right behind trying to get in the right lane. They're both blocking both lanes. This is... Oh, no, no, no. This is... The street I'm trying to turn it onto is closed. Right? Because those fuckers were... Okay, I'm going to turn anyway because it's late enough. I think I can get where I need to get without there being too much traffic. Oh, I could be wrong. I could be so wrong. Take the risk. I'm going to make the turn and hope that there's not that much traffic over there because it's already 7:30. Jeez. Oh, man. Recorded ourselves a wrestling podcast tonight, boys. Ladies. Boys and ladies. Well, I'm out here. Just running the shit out of this red light. Okay, we're done. This is... I shouldn't go this way. Alright, what is this bullshit stage they're erecting where my car is supposed to go? This fucking Oracle Fest. You assholes. Man, fuck. I hope it fucking rains.
people are yelling at some people.
Yeah, this sucks. I did bad. I did wrong. I made mistakes.
This was not the right way to drive. Cool.
Does this go through? When third crosses market, can I keep going straight? Let's just keep. Yeah, okay. Alright. What's that become? Kearney Street. Okay, yeah, alright, I can go straight. Fucking bust the left on Bush. Or Sutter. Actually, it's probably Sutter. Yeah, okay, so Geary's right there. I'll keep rolling up. Fuck Post Street. Post Street is for assholes. We'll hit Sutter. And then that's, like, not too far off from our normal route. We'll just fucking take Sutter all the way up to Franklin. Take Franklin to Lombard and be out of this fucking shithole. You know, if there are fewer cars here, this would actually be a pretty good way to go. Alright, so we blow past Geary, we fucking get in front of this taxi, because fuck this taxi. This is Post. I believe we've already gone over my fuck a post strategy. And then Sutter is where we're going to turn. This should be good for getting the fuck out of here.
The Starlight Room. The Hotel Rex. That just sounds like bad shit would be going on in there. I mean, it looks all right. This is not a bad part of town, per se. Papa John's driver is really trying to fuck with me and trying to get in my lane, but like in a real non-committal, fucked up way. Let's see what's on the radio.
He's all the way live right now. I love it.
I like Ken Jones' energy. He's the brother. He's dancing in the studio right now for everybody that can't see. So if you're just tuning in, Ken Jones is in the building. That was his new single. It's called All Right. It's a movie in 3D. The video's coming out for the project now. Say the name of the project.
Too Much Too Soon.
Yeah, because I don't want to rename
it. Too Soon.
Why are you calling it Too Much Too Soon?
I mean, you know, that wasn't for me. That was for y'all.
Oh, I hear you. There you go.
So how is it working with DJ Khaled? That's my brother, by the way. I know him a very long time. But, and you know, he's a very hardworking brother, very successful person. But he's had a whole new, different type of success this past year. And you've been around it from when he had all the hit records before that to what this epiphany that's going on right now. And how does it feel to be around that and witnessing all the chaos and the fans and working with him in the studio? And
you know what I admire the most is, you know, that's just, and I said this a million times, I say it again, I, you know, the movement with family, you know, that's priceless. You can't put no price tag on it. You can't. You know, and because, you know, he's such a motivational individual, I was taught the importance of self-independence, you know, which is why I could go on a Beyonce Formation tour, because, you know, my brother Khaled brings me on there.
Classic hip-hop.
Respect on the mic. We at this for life.
Backspin.
Respect still.
Schedules.
Yeah.
We may catch each other.
classic material from Ishayan. We got a packed show right now, man.
It's a great thing. You never know up here on our show of radio. Know,
we got Tinko D, leaders in new school in here. FC yep. Search, third base. Cool Keith, a.k.a. Dr. Octagon, a.k.a. Ultramagnetic, man.
Ooh. Black Elvis. Don't forget Black Elvis.
Yeah, Black Elvis. AKA Black Elvis. Black Elvis, Search in the building. I told Search, I'm going to take Search. We got to go back to the studio. I saw Search last night. I went home. I said, I got to do a record with Search.
That would be fun.
Just to see what I'm doing.
Yo,
just
and,
see
I watched, doing new. And I don't, and I watched the masturbation video.
You did?
Yeah, hey, I did. Yo. Incredible. Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah,
you're out of your mind, B. You're out of your mind, B. It's incredible.
I gave him something to just look at.
Like, yeah, I look at
you always do that.
Yo! I gave everybody one last
yo,
thing.
Yo, it's a girl, B. It's
bro,
a girl.
You know what? Stop.
Shut up.
Come on, man. Stop.
Yo, Cool Keith was the first one mixing porn with hip-hop on that level.
Hey, you know what? The thing that I do love, Keith, he's looking who's talking. The Asian guy.
I see you now, see.
So, Keith, you know what? I really appreciate the comedic side of Cool Keith that's been embraced. You know, when was that, you know, coming out? Was that always a thing? And how much more you would love to do in that lane?
Well, I was doing it all the time in L.A. Remember when I did Sex Doll, the cover had all that stuff coordinated. Well, my whole life in Los Angeles was, I was effing Bradley and all of them used to come by my house and, Menage Trost. Ron Hightower. Hightower used to come through. You know what's funny? Hightower tried to get me to do, he was cool with me all the time, but one time he almost slicked me. He said, why don't you do a book? Like, why don't you take pictures? You know, with the girls in the book. And I was saying, you want me to do like a rap photo? No, he said, no, I want you to get naked. And you just got, he said, you just got to stay hard.
Like the Madonna? Like the Madonna.
So I was like, I said, nah, I ain't going to do that.
Yeah. Big Daddy Kane was like the closest thing we got to. Yo, Kane's got some crazy pictures.
Yo, he's butt-ass naked in that Madonna book
with
in
his
the
hand
street.
Up inside Madonna, bro.
Right. Crazy.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that? You haven't seen a Madonna sex book?
What, with Kane in it?
It's called Sex. The name of the book, Sex.
It's Vanilla
metal.
Ice is in it. Kane is in it.
Naomi Campbell's in there.
Yeah. Yo, let me tell you a story. I might have told this a couple of years ago.
You know what's crazy? Yes. I wonder how much stuff Cool Keith don't remember that
time. Yo, check
amazing.
The story. Yo, D, we're in Boston, right? It's like 2002.
Who's we?
Me and Big Daddy Kane. Okay. My man had booked him for a show. And, like, the promoters fucked it all up. It ended up being a mess. But I had this promotional van, piece of shit, like, Dodge fucking... I forget what it was. Man. Yeah, it was, like, the old school one. And Kane's like, motherfuckers, pick me up in this bullshit. Uh-huh. So I'm like, yo, Joe, we go on the stage. I brought him to Hot 97 up there. And then we went back to the show and did sound check. And he was walking out. And, like, I heard rumors that the show might not happen because of whatever. And, he's walking up the stairs. And my man, Lazy Boy, right before he gets to the top of the stairs to leave, we weren't going to see him again. He goes, yo, you fuck Madonna? And Big Daddy Tane turns around as he's walking out the door and goes, fuck you, Dink.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He definitely did.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He told me the same thing.
Madonna's giving out the ass like that, huh?
B, I mean, come on. You never got us.
Madonna?
Let me ask you.
Yo, sir, this ain't a restaurant. You can't use your phone, bro.
You think?
Yo, let me just tell you something.
This is my daughter. Unless that was John Brown from the White Rapper Show, it's not acceptable.
Damn, shit.
No, it's not John Brown. I'm going to put it away.
Damn. So Keith, man, you know.
Keith got a new album full of features.
You know what, Keith?
Yo, he got everybody on the album.
I got,
Keith, how many albums you got? Come on, let's go.
I got about 52 albums.
Why wouldn't he?
Yo, he said he makes 3,000 songs a month.
Yes. Do you know who you speak? That's Cool Keith. That's the first one.
I was in his crib at 165th and Mossy making, watching him, not Mossy, 165th Street in the Bronx, watching him make beats in 1986.
Yeah, Search came on. Search used to hang with us uptown a lot.
Yeah?
I used to be in the Bronx because they had bad, bad PR chicks before I married my wife.
Yeah?
Weird. The 180s.
You still got one of them.
It's like one left.
How many times you got stabbed by one of them?
Never. Never. I ain't got no buck 50s anywhere on me.
Hey, Cool Keith, man. How you doing, man? What's the day?
I'm just here with y'all.
I love you, Keith.
Wait, can I just tell you? Yo, I know you like history stories.
Drinking?
I know you like history. Let me tell a history story real quick. Let me tell a history story. I become executive vice president, Wild Pitch Records.
Thank you.
Two of the most exciting things that I'm looking forward to. Three of the most exciting. I signed OC. We did Word Life.
Yes.
Worked with Large Professor on his solo album. And Kool Keith is going to make his record on Wild Pitch. Stu Fine and Amy. So Stu tells me, he goes, yo, so come sit down. I sit down. He goes, yo, Keith's not happy with us. I know you have a good relationship with him back to Ultra. Can you talk to him? You know, we really want him to deliver the album. And we were in this shitty little office on 29th Street, Office 7th.
It was you remember about the eggs?
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, go for it.
Keith calls me in my office, says, come outside real quick. Uh-huh. And I come outside, and he's throwing eggs.
Yes.
At the office door.
No.
Just laughing, throwing eggs. Yeah. And I'm like, no. So I close the door. I don't even say shit to him. No. I just close the door, and Stu says, what's going on? I said, Keith's outside.
Yeah.
He said, you talk to him? I said, nah, he's throwing eggs at the door.
But you check out what happened. What happened was, I was trying to get off the label, right? So,
but you didn't even give me a chance.
But
to
what's
make
the name?
Record.
When I was gonna tell Serge that you know they was hearing about the snakes up at
in the plane. Samuel Jackson, yeah. I seen that documentary.
The snakes, up at Tommy Boy and all that.
Okay.
So what I did was I put eggs down diagonally to the elevator, like on the floor. All the eggs was in line.
Yes.
So when I came downstairs, so I think the police came in the building. Right, so the police was like, some fucking guy, some nut put eggs all the way down to the elevator door. But I did it way, I had did it more like a subliminal thing, like, y'all walking on eggshells. Like,
ooh, the Illuminati.
Like, what happened was it was fucked up. It was like, really, Stu had to call me the next week, but nobody knew I did it. But I came out the building, and then I seen, like, detectives downstairs. The police was like, I swear to God, I seen, like, a lot of people running the building like it was a bomb in the building.
Yeah.
And the detectives came down and said, some motherfucker just put a bunch of eggs down on the floor. But I had them diagonally.
I don't remember diagonally. I remember them being projectile towards the door.
Are you the egg bandit?
And I was mad
because
Keith. I felt so abandoned because I was like, "Yo, Keith's my man. Like he won't even let me like make a record with him. I just put out Illmatic. I'm about to put out Word Life. Like we'll make a great record. Like he's making beats and he's throwing eggs at me. Yeah, like I was like, and then Stu Fine gave him his release, and that was that.
Yeah, the eggs was on. I had a 12-pack of eggs, and I put them on.
Fucking God, bro.
That's all you need to
know. You're
so rappers, if you want off your label, just get a 12-pack of eggs.
Death Row record artists just needed eggs.
That's it. I know you'd love that story. That's why.
I love it.
I felt so abandoned by Keith. I mean, I felt so abandoned.
When his wife came out, they saw the eggs, and they called the police. But the way I had them.
You know what? I'm cool with eggs. It's just eggs that are laid out diagonally. That's when I'm very nervous.
That's when you draw the line, right? Like, whoa. That's when the diagonal eggs. That's when you draw the line right there.
We're here with Dinko D.
Dinko, what up, man?
What are you drinking? Are you drinking Patron? You drinking Patron right now?
Yeah, Patron.
Oh, God. Okay, good. I'm not drinking tonight. I'm telling you right now. I'm not drinking.
No. So if Dinko. Shots of Gecko Tequila. We got three flavors.
Oh, wow. Gecko Tequila?
Yeah.
Is that your new shit?
100 proof. Yo, I'm all over the place. I've been drinking Tito's, Hennessy, Gecko Tequila.
You stocked up.
Yo, Keith brings the nips, though.
No, I know. No. He brings the nips, and he brings the glass.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
All right,
it's
so
amazing.
We have 2 dozen of eggs coming up.
I'm going to get some.
We're going to have Dingo D versus Cool Keith.
And also, can somebody call us and let me know the score of
the
Jet game?
We got three legends in the building.
We have three legends in the building.
I love talking to them. This, our people.
Menace. Shout out to Menace, man.
They're listening right now. Shout out to Dallas. Stand up.
I feel like I could listen to MC Search tell weird old rap stories all fucking day.
He's working for Tommy Boy.
They're trying to sign hip hop. Like, I might fuck around. And see
yeah, so Don X just—they
got a lot of money. They got a lot of money. They get a lot of money.
I don't know. I didn't see any.
Eddie O'Loughlin. Let's play a song, man. Cool.
Eddie O'Loughlin. Did you say Eddie O'Loughlin?
Oh, featuring Magnetic. It's out right now.
Hey, before we go into that song, let's try to.
Oh, tonight.
I'm
you got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Listen, Courage Callers, hey, callers, call up. We have Cool Keith from the Gypsy Kings. We have we have MC Search
from the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah. Yo, we got MC Search from Young Black Teenagers. And we got Dick O'Neill from the Tribe Called Left. Let's go, man. Cool Keith, MF Doom. It's called
you
Superhero.
Want to talk to them. Let's go.
It's Superhero Vision, Sonic Listen. It's Superhero Vision, Sonic Listen. It's Superhero Vision, Sonic Listen. It's Superhero. JVC is nice, I've been around Japan, it's electronic, cost me Victor, high on the scales off the Richter. The media say I'm mature, check me out on Wikipedia. Coast and mark with walkers, let the walker get it running speed up. I come from a place where superheroes meet up. The X-Men drinking tea, watching chicks with teacups. Spider-Man saw Dr. Ock spin off the top of a New York City bus. City Island, eat strips, rising water to swans and ducks. It'd be wrong to the universe if I drive with a monster green Lamborghini up. All the vibes come out to reunite, throw their beanies up. I'm a less cholesterol user, fine-tune abuser. The Yankees lost, but the blue and orange team amuse us. I can make a million rappers whispering hush. Cold stone ice cream, you don't have to lick that much. They hold my balls, easy soft touch. Throw your lady some bucks. The reindeers jump out, you need that antler juice. Ski hat with the mommy goose. It's Superhero Vision, Sonic Listen. It's Superhero Vision, Sonic Listen.
Jeffrey Dunn.
country's karma. My hood, Obama. No matter what a nigga do, never is it good enough. Real, so we hood it up. When niggas shake your hand and don't like how you co-create. Cause I'm not a dick grinder, I'm exposed to hate. It's unfortunate you can't relate. Like the fire in the sub-zero. I'm your rap hero. 380 and a rap hero. There's blood mayonnaise all over your tomato. Called Judge Shapiro. In Japan, I co-signed Miro. While you was overseas slaving for a couple euro. You know. You know.
Triple H Shade 45. We'll play one more of this Cool Keith album. Bars more in the building.
It's peace.
Let's go.
My bad, Murray.
Cool Keith in here. Dicko D, MC Search. Search, get off your phone. This ain't fucking recess, bro.
Canvas on my wrist, glitz, glitz. Nigga, let it bitch.
Oh shit, I got gas. Yo. That would have been bad for me to forget. We would not have made it home. Pump some gas. I'll be back.
Divisive is not the way.
Hear more from Lady Gaga on the Morning Mashup Facebook page. One Direction, baby. One Heat fans went crazy on Twitter debating whether Liam Payne and his girlfriend, former X Factor judge Cheryl, fell in love with Lady after he changed his Twitter bio to say, quote, the luckiest man, and pictures of Cheryl with a supposedly chubbier face and glowing look came out. I think this may be a bit of a stretch, but if it's true, congrats. Listen up right now. Super Troopers 2 is officially on his way, and Rob Lowe will be in it. We're going to start throwing our stashes ASAP. Miss Puchal, aka Daryl Marie Donovan on the show, or Bachelor Bachelorette who wants to be a millionaire host, Chris Harrison. Hear both our hangs with them on the Morning Mashup Facebook page. And you can hear Kellen Harris on the Morning Mashup when you wake up. Find out how we'd like to be the judge on the UK X Factor.
That's what's trending on Hits 1. Now, see the full stories at Facebook.com/SiriusXMHits1 and post your comments.
Season. Every game, every week, everywhere is on SiriusXM. Get the schedules at SiriusXM.com/NFL schedule. JJ with Pacific Gas and Electric on 70s on 7.
Football. There's a ton of traffic right here. What the fuck? Why would there be a ton of traffic here now? But it's on the table.
comes to corn and wheat, those two are in a battle for market share. Those two are trying to chase each other lower, trying to grab market share from the feed sector from one another, and those two were under pressure, therefore.
Arlen, can you explain the discussion about Egypt and their wheat purchases and how it all relates to their ergot restrictions?
Absolutely not.
Well, if I could explain it, then I would be very popular in the world trade because there's a lot of people around the world trying to explain it. But basically, Egypt has been on or again, off again on a zero tolerance for ergot. It's nearly impossible to get zero tolerance for or zero presence of ergot in wheat. Ergot is a fungus that in high levels can cause severe health issues, but in normal low-level trace amounts, it causes no health problems whatsoever that can be detected. So generally, the world has a standard of one-half or five-hundredths of a percent of ergot, and now currently Egypt is at zero tolerance. And so, frankly, there's no one who will sell to them, so they're really at risk right now. In order to be able to have enough wheat to feed their people, there's a lot of speculation, and maybe they simply don't have money to buy wheat right now. Perhaps there's something politically going on, trying to undermine the government. Nobody really knows, but nobody wants to sell to them either.
I heard one report earlier on Thursday that said if Egypt makes it so hard to import wheat, that could leave quite a bit of wheat on the open world market, and that is maybe what's pressuring some of the prices. How do you feel about that concept?
Well, Egypt has been the world's largest importer of wheat, so that is a significant factor. At this point, people are generally expecting it to eventually open up because they have to feed their people. But there's actually some aid that could come from the United States to help start fill that need. So that could be positive for our demand if we see that aid opened up. In fact, there's some grant money said to be available that hasn't been used yet. But they buy most of their wheat from the Black Sea region and from Europe, and so it's generally not lost business from us.
What do you think the chances are that maybe they put a low in the hog market on Thursday?
Well, there's a lot of people praying for that, but I don't think that that's going to be the case. Maybe a near-term low. But certainly not a long-term low until we know if we're going to hit slaughter capacity this fall. We did bounce
slaughter capacity.
More of a technical bounce, but frankly, the market is trying to encourage producers to pull hogs forward to try to avoid running into slaughter capacity issues.
Slaughter capacity.
And effectively,
that's a fun concept.
The cash market continues.
Sorry, we just can't murder any more of these pigs.
In our discussion, but I know you look at things from a global perspective. With the crude oil prices doing what they're doing lately, do you think it would be in the interest of producers to take a hard look at maybe locking in some energy needs, or do you think they'll get a better chance down the road?
I think they certainly need to have that in their marketing plan or their business risk management plan. I personally think that crude oil prices right now are probably more vulnerable to the downside than what they are to the upside, with some of the reports that have come out over the past week painting a bleaker picture of global supply, saying that we're going to continue to build on the global glut until mid-next year.
All right, Arlen, good to visit with you again. Thank you so much for all the comments on the markets on a Thursday. Arlen Suderman is with INTL F. Stone in Kansas City, and we'll have more Commodity Wrap when we come back.
Commodity Wrap.
NASCAR's biggest stars.
This is Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
The Young Guns.
Goodbye, baby. Remember, you're my baby.
Yeah, I'm very happy, man. This is what I want. I'm happy, but, you know, I'm not satisfied. I'm ready to go. I want to prove that I belong. I'm going to show that I'm not a typical 3-0 fighter. You know, you can ask people around me, they'll tell you all on me, but I want to show the world. I want to be able to show what I'm capable of, and I'm a UFC champion.
You know, that was one thing that a lot of they hear this a lot, like, you know, he got paid $500,000 to come in and get his ass kicked in 2 minutes, and Mickey got paid just a mere fraction of that. I don't think people put enough value in the experience that you've been presented, having such a high-profile fight, so many people having their eyes on you, the amount of fans that you walked out of that fight with. I mean, there's a real value. Every fan that you have is worth X amount of dollars throughout your career. You know, do you feel that at all? Do you get bummed out when you see the difference? And I know that in the pre-fight press conference, you know, that was a little shot that he took at you, saying that, you know, if he got fined 10%, that'd be more money than you'd ever make or whatever. Does it bum you out at all that he got paid so much more than you? Or are you kind of recognizing the opportunity?
No, it doesn't. I expected that. That's what I was saying. I was hoping he'd just wait. I get a nice little jump. And you know what? He'd be absolutely right. That would be the most money I ever made in my life. But yeah, don't feel bad for me. I'm getting to live my dream. I got $30,000. I would be making that if I'm fighting regionally still in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. I'm happy. I'm great with that. That's cool. Don't feel bad for me, please. I've been a lot of the great opportunities, and I just know I'm gonna make the most of it.
Yeah, that's the perfect opportunity. Sorry, the perfect attitude, Mickey, because, you know, it ain't going to change anything. So stressing yourself out over it, thinking, why is this guy getting $500,000? That ain't going to happen. Most guys don't come into the UFC and get $500,000. He's not a regular guy. He's a WWE guy. So there's a reason for it. Going back to you. So listen, two fights in the UFC. Big profile fights. Have you seen a change in your life? What has changed? You know, or getting any hangers up, people going out the woodwork? Has there been any changes, or is it same old, same old?
For the most part, same old, same old. Yeah, you see people who are much more interested now. I guess it's coming out a little bit, but I got a great bunch of people around me. I have a really good support system. Those are the people I need. I'm good. I appreciate people want to be friends and nice and all that stuff. It's cool. I'm grateful for it. But I'm just saying the same thing, man. Just going back to work. Getting ready to train.
Are you a married man? You got a girlfriend?
We discussed before. He's got a girlfriend. It's ridiculous. He needs to dump her right now.
Well, yeah. Okay. All right, Lewis. How long you been with her?
Less than a year.
Okay. He's 24 years old. It's not going to work out. It's impossible. He's 24. It's never going to work out. I say, you're on a high right now. Take advantage of it. Get every piece of vagina that is being thrown at you.
What?
Yeah, maybe I understand that. But what about the fact that his girlfriend is listening right now? What do you say to her?
I told her, man. I said to Lewis, you're going to be in trouble, bro.
Come on, Lewis. Come on, dude.
Blame me.
What's her name?
If you don't mind changing the topic, I also had a question for you.
Please, go ahead.
You said last time you were going to give me your manager's information. I'm currently looking and going through that process. Right. So if you don't mind.
Yeah, 100%. How can I get your phone number?
Josh will give it. Josh has it.
Give your number to Josh. I'll get it off Josh when we're done. And I'll send a message introducing everybody and whatnot. Okay, buddy?
Yeah, I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, consider that done. I already mentioned it to my manager as well. And he was like, yeah, sure, let's talk. So, yeah, there you go. That's another one, Paradigm Sports Management, if you're listening, that I have brought to the phone. Just saying.
Yeah, five years from now, when Paradigm is not answering Bisping's phone calls anymore, and Mickey Gall's the biggest star in the world, we're going to see how much regret that.
Hey, I'll throw you a bone, Mike.
Hey, bro, take me out to dinner. Oh my god.
All right, Nick, look, we're going to let you go, dude. A pleasure talking to you, man. Really good luck with everything. You guys can follow him on Twitter at Mickey Gall. That's MickeyGall. You'll also be on Legion of Skanks, my podcast. You're coming in studio next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
Which should be a hell of a time. We also have Chris Stanley from.
Pet therapy is part of an expanding.
There's a new sheriff in town, and it ain't Reggie Hammond. These are my people, the children of the poor, cause they're good and all. We'll be right back.
it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating.
Black love.
So, let me ask you a question. Pat, first of all, Black Love, he got a new record out.
No doubt.
Use the Tribe Called Quest sample.
Yes.
Very tough record.
Thank you, my bro.
Rest in peace, Life Dog.
Yes.
You've been killing the MC and the hip-hop for a long time now. Mm-hmm. You got a beautiful wife named Remy Ma.
Thank you, my brother.
You guys are killing the TV set.
Thanks again.
Remy Ma's killing everything out here.
Thanks again.
Shit is cooking.
I appreciate it.
All the way up.
Yes.
She just did a freestyle to Young M.A., smashed it.
Oh, yeah, she did. Amazing.
You know what I'm saying?
Amazing.
And, you know, Pap is here today, and I got a question for you, a hip-hop question.
Let's go.
Who, obviously Jay-Z is the winner when it comes to catalog, but who is the better and bigger rapper right now in this climate of hip-hop today, Jay-Z or Drake? And by the way, Ali B is going to get mad because she's a huge Jay-Z fan. I'm a huge Jay-Z fan, but I just want your opinion.
It's two different generations, man.
We know that. I need to... Right now, in this climate, who is the better MC? And this is no disrespect to Hov or anybody, because I love Hov. I'm a big fan of him. If Hov, you know, God forbid, was not here today, I personally think he would go down as the greatest rapper that ever did it.
Yes.
But right now, today, in this climate, who is the better MC today?
I mean, I like both of their music, man. You know what I'm saying? But I got to go with Jay-Z.
Thank you. Yes, exactly.
Now, why do you say that?
Because
he's on the All the Way Up remix? Or?
Not just that. You know what I mean? Number one, I'm from Brooklyn. But
true.
The longevity, you know what I'm saying? We got to see where Drake going to be at when he's in the game.
Oh, no. That's what I said.
For the same amount of time that Hov been in.
Yeah. No, Hov is the bigger deal. I'm just talking about today for the like,
you say
music. Yeah. Like, if Hov wasn't here today, he's going down as the greatest rapper to ever do. He's the biggest thing. Period.
Look, you know,
the argument is Jay-Z or Eminem, if we're going to talk about that. I'm talking about today's climate.
I mean, they both doing their thing. They both a big deal. You know what I'm saying? But if you're telling me to choose, I'm going to go with Hov.
Yeah, the only reason I'm bringing it is because they've been, like, taking little tits and tats at each other. And I know me and Pat live for the fucking hip-hop.
We do. Me and this nigga be on the joint. You seen this one? You seen that one?
Yo, I was hurt. I'm going to say this, you know, no disrespect to Drake, because I'm still a big fan. Mm-hmm. But when the whole thing came out with Back to Back, and Meek Mill and that whole battle, and you know what I'm saying, and then Meek leaked the before Back to Back, he leaked the fucking the reference records that Drake supposedly used for his records.
Yeah.
Before Back to Back came out, because when Back to Back came out, me and Pap was on the phone like, this shit's crazy.
Yeah, me and this nigga back. Every time something happened, we'd be back. Yo, you seen that one? You seen this one?
But before Back to Back came out, he was like, Pat was like, how do you feel about the references that they put out about Drake? And I'm not gonna lie, I was hurt. I was really hurt. Like, he heard it in my voice.
He is real.
I was upset.
That's one of the serious Drake fans. You know what I mean? He fucked with him.
Yeah, and I was upset, but he really came back with Back to Back, and that's all.
Yeah, he came back firing.
And I don't
know. Both of them joints. The other one was crazy, too.
A lot of people slept on Charged Up.
Charged
he up. Said a lot of crazy shit on Charged Up. But you know what? I play chess. A lot of people don't understand. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me pull out my pawn first. Let the other person move so I can pull out the queen. Right. A lot of people don't understand that. Right. Today's ID just wants you to pull out the queen and go in.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? So that was that problem with Charged Up.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Because what he was doing was like, why are these niggas trying to diss me? Let me slap him on the hand real quick.
It don't seem like he put much thought into it. He just said, let's go.
Yeah, he slapped him on the hand real quick and was waiting for me to respond. And then Drake was like, you know what I'm saying? I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at?
Then he said he had a three-peat, but that never came out, though.
Because Back to Back did so perform so well, and Meek didn't come back with a good response, so that's why he put out the EP. But I love Meek's music now, too. Like, Meek got a lot of good shit out right now. I think they just need to stop dissing each other altogether and focus on the music. But let's concentrate on your music, my brother.
Yes.
So, Black Love, what you
Black
got coming?
Black Love, man. I got a project I'm working on, you know what I mean, coming out real soon.
You got a name for it?
Nah, not yet.
Working on it?
As of right now, it's going to be self-titled.
Nice.
It's like halfway done.
Do you still call yourself the King of New York? You've been doing a lot of projects where you say the King of New York.
Now we both know that was your next question.
Now we both know that Sus One is the King of New York. So I was confused by the title. And then, you know,
there's a little stupid. Yeah, of course I am.
Oh, you're the King of New York?
Of course. That don't never change.
How do you, now, listen, we all brothers, so nobody take this personally, but how do you feel about Mano saying he's the King of Brooklyn?
I don't feel no type of way.
You don't feel no type of way?
He's supposed to say that.
And you're supposed to say you're King of New York.
Exactly.
I'm the King of the fucking Earth.
If that confidence, man, then why are you in this for?
right, well, listen, I'm going to play a couple of records by Pat. First, we're going to start with a freestyle he did for me a while ago that we should have did a video for, but we never did. Then I'm going to play Black Love, and then we're going to talk to Pat again, all
right? iTunes, Black Love, now.
Yes, on iTunes right now. DJ Sus1, Papoose is in the building. Ali V co-hosting right now. She's the host, the co-host.
Yeah, I'd like to welcome y'all to the feature presentation. I like to welcome y'all to the feature presentation, DJ Sus1. Yeah, I like to welcome y'all to the feature presentation, DJ Sus1. Yeah, I like to welcome y'all to the feature presentation, DJ Sus1. I know y'all hear my footsteps. Brooklyn, what's up? Double, dedication.
One of the toughest freestyles anybody ever did for me, period. Turn up.
Dice game, making them hoes ace, chillin' in Connecticut, catch me in Toad's place, I'm with that girl and that bad boy, no mace, had a fiend looking smoked out with the bone face, you ain't a criminal, you never caught no case, the only case your man never had was a showcase, yeah, I like to welcome y'all to the feature presentation, DJ Sus1, I know y'all hear my footsteps, Brooklyn, what's up, double, dedication. I'm back on my bullshit. Ha ha! Dice game, making them hoes ace, chillin' in Connecticut, catch me in Toad's place, I'm with that girl and that bad boy, no mace, had a fiend looking smoked out with the bone face, you ain't a criminal, you never caught no case, the only case your man never had was a showcase, niggas try to talk to me cocky, I cock the A-back, I empty a clip of the pillows up in your wig cap, shorty got a hell of a body, I wanna scrape that, you know I like a woman with curves, just like a racetrack, jeweler name of price, no complaints, I just say that, you know I like my jewelry rocky, no ASAP, these old rats like to stay alive, but I was raised in the borough of Brooklyn, when we make them die, stand homie, you a crazy guy, in one hood you a bitch, the next you play gangsta, why, they got your name on them papers, huh, you left niggas for dead, I bet you thought you got away, but nah, we don't let niggas get away with lies, so if you ever turn your back on the bill, you gotta face the stop, challenge me, you should hate to try, your man corny, but you even cornier like the naked eye, sucker free, no freedom for suckers, we lock them down under pressure, we be keeping them under, I eliminate, innovate, illustrate, spit it great, take his life, give him praise, demonstrate, give it take, renovate your living space, then create a real estate, then escape with the cake when I skate the interstate, the state, then a date, zipper skanks, get spanked, stimulate, penetrate, stick the shank in a snake, don't recite written shakes, rhymes out the memory bank, I don't write rhymes, if I did, I bet the pen would break, why can't you insinuate, thugger, we initiate, differentiate the dead real from the living fake, you can't intimidate me and your whole clique of shape, participate, articulate, y'all get a race, what you trying to indicate, I am what you emulate. Y'all should commemorate the rhymes I administrate. Anticipate to stand in your wake. My hands in your bank. You can't generate. Blame niggas place. Regulate, elevate, levitate, renovate. Forever hate to speculate. Never straight, hesitate. You procrastinate, exaggerate. I fascinate, eradicate. Big head, go masturbate. Yeah. I like to welcome y'all to the feature presentation.
You gonna play this whole thing again?
I had to bring it back. This freestyle so classic and so tough. Like, this is your first time hearing it. Papoose DJ Sus1 freestyle.
Back on my
turn up.
Come on.
Bacor. Being from my town, Far Rock, or Edgemere, or Vandermeer, or 125th Street, make it clear. Yo, it's gentrified, and gentrified. MCs like me are identified as legends or icons, but not old school. Get this shit moving on. Pass that Boricua juice. That tequila get me loose. Nah, I don't drink, I don't smoke. I'm just the type of MC that provokes mad hysteria. Don't care if you want to flip a new style. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, me and Chantel are just playing the camp, watching something on a TV with a fucking 600 byte phone amp. I'm just gonna lamp, light flavor, flavor, just behave.
Hey.
And that's all I got to say.
Wow.
Yeah. Let me set her off. Yeah.
in the first place. This ain't the worst case, just like that, cause yo, the first base could have been the second base, but third base, whatever it's like that, you know, first place. I'm back in the beginning and not the ending. They're never pretending, yeah, cause I'm sending messages. It could be SMS, whatever it is, yo, just call it SEX. Yeah, it's like that, cause it ain't no text. Yeah, it's like that, cause it's not no sex. Oh, you thought it was that, cause I slipped. But yeah, check it out, my dip. Yeah, yo, I go with no words. Check it out like that, I fly like no birds. No wings and no things. Check it out right like that. You got three kings, four kings, whatever it is, mad things. Yeah, here we go, cause mad rings. Yeah, I'm gonna do it like that. Freestyle is what I do, cause I bring it right, right.
It's off the top of the head. Well, it's on top of the head.
It's shit, the mic and the whole shit.
Motherfucker, do this like I do this. And then I get through this like Brutus. I'm not new to this, I do this. Yo, I cut your cuticles, I make your girl come. Woo! She goes beautiful, I give a booty too. Fuck around, yo, I do the duty too.
Dude,
if I any bitch, yo, it's your cutie too. That's right, I do this, come through. Fuck around, yo, I catch the flu. I sneeze, I just sneeze.
Love it.
I just sneeze.
I fucking love it.
Hot spirit. Girl, get back down to your knees. Please ease. I'm evil freeze. Motherfucker Chuck Brown. He's the motherfucker Chuck Brown. Soul searcher. Red alert.
Yeah, kid. Yo, I'm right here. Let me make this clear. Left to right here. 186th Street and 86th. Watching my man Coquip up in the mix. Nephew with a diaper on. Getting Similac. Me on the microphone, listening, watching all dramatic MCs. Do that shit with such easy breeze. And I'm in the LQ with a kid called Red Alert. Watching LONS just rip the flirt off the girl's skirt, off the girl's dress. And I'm there with KRS and the late great Scott LaRock. Rest in peace. Everybody knows I release some steam, and it's in the form of MCs. And you could just dream, but I'm not
V.I.G. I'm right here, yo. First club I went to was Union Square.
Square.
Live. I seen Jazzy Jeff Fresh Prince, yo, and everything ever since. I was on some things to do hip hop, do it like that. I know cause I didn't stop. I seen MC Shan with Mitch Match Boomers. He got the box right here. Who would ever try to do it like us? Like that, like we on a big bus.
Let me bust a quick one. LONS back in the left quarter with my man Jess. I used to ride in this fucking purple Grand Prix and drinking 40s and OD. Insane eyes with Yolk, Bali, and Coney Island for a fucking pair of fries and a pizza slice. And yo, fuck Pete Nice and Vanilla Ice. Don't think twice, I'll get a splice. Fucking Al Keith, mad nice. I'm the type of MC to kick the greens like bees. 16, 1 to 10, but I ain't a Muslim. I ain't a 5% nation.
Let's go.
A Jew and a Haitian with an afro. Let's go.
Let's go.
The mic just swings real slow. I got my Puma box with some clogs in it. I got MCs that wanna hide from it. And I'll be at the Expo Saturday on the 17th. You better believe 18th Street between 7th and 8th. We're gonna be MCing, DJing, and digging in the crates. Static will be there with Nick Caution. Watching me flip the microphone, Austin. And I'ma chase, fucking turn back to Boston. Cause he lost one. I want my shirt back, kid. Don't forget that. I'm gonna get it on the mic in the right track. Destroy used to be a B-boy. Now he's a live promoter and an announcer. Me, I count on MCs who tried to trounce the MC microphone. I hold the chrome and you hold the dome. But you ain't my wife, so just let go of the bone. Yeah.
Static.
Marco Polo, shout out to Dinko D, Marco is incredible, shout out to Dinko D, Dinko, can we, where can we buy the fucking record, yo, there's like 29 million subscribers, there's about 100,000 people listening,
yo, listen,
tell them where to get your shit,
yo, just search Dinko, man. Listen.
Fuck that, man. Nah, nah, nah. 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 Nah, nah, nah.
face. Last night at the Sheraton, Kenya Moore came up with white lace. Private visitor playing your girl like Wichita. Sitting in a Bugatti with your girl in Cole Park. You ain't down for switching. Denise Rossi, type of tongue in the booty, but they conservative. Tom Force Brown McCott. I know you heard of this. Introduce your wife to CK Shock. Manage Lady Gaga after 9 months. I can turn Rihanna, baby pop. Queen Harrison, get bird ready to drop. What you know about the pastel Lamborghini with the bad navy tires ready to roll out the shop? Your lady want butterscotch, ice cream on the crotch. Rolex, 10 million, your girl see the watch. 12 bottles, they call me John Sparks. No King of Starks. I got rapper selling for me in Central Park. John King's oldest brother. Y'all still sipping Del Sutter. The mink coat melt off my shoulders like butter. Drag floor lift. I look like the Ohio players when I play Sim.
I like the cool Keith is still putting out records. I don't know that they're necessarily like great records.
Together a couple of times. Y'all are family to me.
No doubt.
But you guys have to understand you're one of the elite because the divorce rate is at an all-time high right now. and you guys are a phenomenal couple. You guys genuinely look happy all the time. I'm sure you guys go through ups and downs like any relationship, but you guys seem like a great unit. I can't even stay with a thought longer than a day.
Yeah. Oh my God.
How do you make the marriage work? Tell me the secret, please, my brother.
Oh, man, you just got to get into it for the right reasons. You know, sometimes people get into marriage for different reasons. Some people get into it for money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some people get into it because they see other people doing it and they just think that it's something that they might want to try.
Some people go for kids because they have kids and they don't want to leave the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but you got to get into it for the right reasons, you know what I'm saying? You got to be genuinely with somebody you genuinely love and... You know, y'all gotta respect each other. You know, me and my wife, if we have a disagreement, we don't talk at the same time. You know, we get all sing together, we can't speak together. So we actually take turns speaking.
Okay.
So when you do that, you get to hear somebody out, you really get to see them. Maybe I was wrong.
That's a calm way to do it because, you know, most arguments, you try to talk over each other and
exactly.
All that.
Exactly. You know, communication is everything, man. And when my wife was away, it was kind of a blessing in disguise in a way because we only had, our communication was limited. So we didn't hang up the phone, you know, without making up if we disagreed on something, you know what I'm saying? Because we didn't know the next time we was going to speak.
Yeah.
So I would just say, man, my advice to anybody, communication is everything, man. You know, hear each other out. Respect the lady, man.
One more thing about the married thing. Last time you guys were here, I asked you a question in front of Remy. I said, who's the boss of the relationship?
That's easy.
And you proceeded to say Remy. Now, hold up. Let me set this up properly. Now, Papoose is here dolo.
Mm-hmm.
Remy is nowhere to be seen or found. I don't know where she is. She might be home. She might be on the road. I don't know. But okay. Papoose is free to say anything he wants right now and not get smacked.
Yo, this is a funny guy.
Papoose, who? Oh, she's here? I got shook for a second. Pat, who is the boss?
My wife is.
Oh, no,
it's not. See, that's a good
man. You just gonna tell me you play chess. You know the queen rules.
That's a good man.
Queen rules. But what he didn't tell you is Remy's listening to the radio right now. Right now. No, he's not.
Nah, man. Put your lady up on the pedestal, man. Raise her up above the rest. Then you can see her real qualities. You know, you got some men, you know, in hip-hop, not even just in hip-hop, just in our generation, you know,
you know, bitches ain't shit, money over hoes. Mm-hmm. Everybody promote that. You know what I'm saying? And they might just be caught up with those type of females because they don't treat them special. Well, you got to raise your lady above the rest so she can show her true quality.
Well, can I say something? I'm looking for that type of woman to put on a pedestal to raise above the rest. Mm-hmm. But in today's social media era...
Exactly. Social media.
Yo, you... listen, I follow a lot. Maybe I'm following the wrong set of people.
But... All right. Oh. Oh, I made it home. Finally. All right, I gotta go. Everybody have a good night. It's late.